welcome to the second podcast. First one was the understanding the approach of the competency mapping. This is one, this competency mapping procedures. So let's start what the procedures can be for the competency mapping. The competency mapping is a process of identifying the workplace, behavior, or people which result in the superior or average performance outcomes. Competency mapping project starts with certain pre-mapping activities like business strategy formulation, that is important, and you need to strategize business strategy, need to formulate to how required competencies of the individuals to perform the duties or jobs, reorganizations and vision plans of the organizations. These are very basic things that you need to do prior to the you make the competency plan of the organizations. It is important to have a clear business strategy and a flexible organizational structure to support the business performance before embarking upon the competency mapping. The first step in competency mapping is to define the norms which determine superior or moderate performance of the job to be mapped. Identify criteria sample is important in competency mapping. The criteria sample means a standardized sample of respondents which has a mixture of high, average and low performers, and comparing with the behaviors of those sample people who have successful in their jobs with the people who have a less successful, in order to identify those characteristics associated with the success and the failure. Once the criteria sample is identified, then decide the methods and tools for data collection and for the mapping. Data collected are analyzed to identify the technical and behavioral competencies that distinguish the peers from the average performers, which is called the thematic analysis. The competency models or concepts formed out of raw data becomes competencies of validated. It is validated, then only this competency methods is come into form. So if organizations indulge in competency mapping as a as an image builder exercise without knowing the purpose for why it is doing for this organization, or what is the desired outcome of this competency mapping, then they are simply wasting the resources. It is not possible for many organizations to follow the approaches of competency mapping for one to invest time, effort, resources and required expertise for that. So there can be cases where the job to be mapped are future job and criteria samples are not available for mapping and validation. So this is my end of the second podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We'll do more podcast on this competency mapping. And thank you for the listening.